Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Another edition of iMac. Your host, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, Wooly Boy, Wooly Mama. What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man?
Did you like my new introduction?
I loved it.
My high octane, energetic introduction.
That's right. Now I feel like going into the ring and winning a championship right now.
Let's start it off. Talking about the Carmelo Anthony trade that happened this past week. with the New York Knicks. As you know, me and Will are big Knicks fans.
Right.
You know, the baseball season is about to start, so obviously we're going to go in different directions. I'm a Yankee fan, and he's a Mets fan. But
sure.
When it comes to basketball, we agree on one thing, and that one thing is the Knicks.
That is
and
right.
The Knicks made a big trade this past week. They got Carmelo Anthony, one of the top five leading scorers in the NBA right now. And, you know, he's a New York native, and he came back this past week and made his debut against what team was it? Bucks, was it?
Yes, Milwaukee Bucks it was.
It was the Milwaukee Bucks at Madison Square Garden. And he scored 27 points, had 11 rebounds. Had a good game. It wasn't great. You know, he missed some shots, but it was a good debut, you know.
Yeah, except for his field goal shooting, he had a good game.
Yeah. It was a good game, you know, to see Carmelo and Chauncey Billups and Amari Stoudemire on the same court together.
Yeah.
And Knicks won the game. But, yeah, Knicks fans are going crazy. They're buying Carmelo Anthony jerseys now.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling Anthony's second coming of Patrick Ewing. You know, Knicks fans.
Or Earl the Pearl Monroe or Bernard King, his idol.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen Knicks fans this excited since the 99 NBA Finals, really, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah. The last time they got buzzed from a guy, you know, coming to the city, a Brooklyn native. It didn't fare too well in 04,
yeah.
But this one is a legitimate, bona fide superstar.
Yeah, man. So,
Anthony.
He definitely could help us win a championship possibly if we get another superstar in the next 2 or 3 years or so. And as I said, Knicks fans are going crazy. They're buying jerseys. Some Knicks fans who have been hiding in the closet are coming out of the closet.
Yeah. And of course the bandwagon, you know, the bandwagon people, you know, they're you know, jumping right on the Knicks bandwagon.
Yeah, those bandwagon fans, you need to, they don't come on the bandwagon as soon as we get a superstar or start winning.
That's how it is. They usually come out when we're losing to the Lakers.
Mother effers. I know, right?
For,
yeah.
Who for Kobe and LeBron to score, you know, like 61 points on us. That's when they come out.
I wish death on those bandwagon fans.
I wouldn't wish death on them. I just wish their other teams that they jump on the bandwagon don't win, like the Fakers.
How would they fall off the bandwagon? But, yeah, man, Knicks fans, they're pumped. I'm pumped up, you know. I need to get my own Carmelo Anthony jersey.
Yeah, I feel like you're one, too. But there's only one exception to bandwagon fans who can jump on and jump off the bandwagon. Of course,
yeah, man.
You can read my mind. Can you read what I'm going to say?
Oof.
Fine women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the only exception. They can, you know, join my team any day. Jump
right.
Out, come back.
Me
that
too.
That,
me
that
too.
That, stick with your team.
Yeah.
Or lose.
Me too, man. Same here. And, you know, this will be my second Knick jersey. Because my first Knick jersey was the Eddie Curry Knick jersey, which I wipe my ass with.
You
just toilet paper.
You really had Eddie Curry jersey?
Nah, I don't have an Eddie Curry jersey. I'm just fucking around. Why the hell would I get an Eddie Curry jersey?
Hey, you could have ran out of toilet paper like you just said.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And, you know, that's how good the trade is. That's how good the trade is. We forget Eddie Curry got traded in the deal.
Oh, yeah, he got traded to Minnesota, right?
If we would have traded Eddie Curry for, like, a bag of used diapers, we would have been celebrating. But we got Carmelo Anthony, and there's, you know, people, you know, who's hating on the deal, you know, oh, they should have got Darren Williams. Sure, Darren Williams is a great point guard, arguably the best or second-best point guard with Chris Paul. And, hey, I'd love to get both him. Maybe we could get him after the end of next year when he becomes a free agent, or Dwight Howard, or Chris Paul, but... Carmelo, they needed Carmelo. That was the guy that they had their sights set on after LeBron played us in the summer. So, you know, I was kind of, you know, struggling back and forth whether if they should go after him now or wait, until the off season. But It looked like he was going to sign no matter what, because he wanted his, you know, 3-year, $65 million contract, but he would have preferred to come here.
Right.
So, you know, we had to give up some guys. At first, when it went down, I was happy with LeBron. I mean, I was happy with Carmelo coming over here, but I felt bad with seeing the guys, you know, getting dealt. But when you think about it, you know, to get a not only a star player, but a superstar player in his prime, come on, you know, you gotta give up some chips to get the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm for it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm for it. I'm a Knicks fan. Hopefully, we could upset someone in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this season, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game, New York versus Miami Heat, LeBron James show, Dwayne Wade show.
Yeah, and shut out the overrated guy, Chris Bosh, scored 7 points the other day and went 1-for-18. Field goal shooting. So I'd love to shut him up because, you know, the Miami Heat fans, you know, crying, oh, you beat us, you know. Or I should say one Miami Heat fan I know.
Yeah.
Fucking smacked because, you know, Bosh wasn't there. But they had two of the top two stars in the game, top five stars of the game.
Yeah.
In D-Wade and LeBron. So,
right.
No excuses. Overrated, wasn't there. So, what? He's there tomorrow. So, we'll whoop his butt tomorrow.
Yeah. And you'll talk more about that on your show.
We got that ESP thing going.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
Horse Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. Catch that show. Check your local listings.
Yep, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But going back, man, the buzz, man. I mean, it must have been that Wednesday night must have been a huge game for LeBron. I mean, he scored 27 points on the court, and then after the game, he scored 27 points after the game.
Yeah, you mean Carmelo. Yeah, he had a he has a good looking wife, Lala.
Yeah.
I banged the shit out of her.
Well, I mean if she was, you know, on the market, but I respect that, you know.
No, please.
She's a fine lady, but, you know.
Like he's not cheating on her right now for another lady, please. All these athletes cheat on their
well, most of them do.
Please, man.
We can't accuse, you know.
Please. He's probably sleeping with D'Antoni's wife. You never even know.
Well, listen, I hope not, because that would bring too much drama with the team.
Yeah.
With the whole Isaiah lurking in the shadows.
Right. But, so looking forward to the game tomorrow with the Heat. And, you know, tomorrow, it's a big day tomorrow. You also have the Academy Awards. The 83rd Academy Awards, the Oscars. That's going to be big. Anne Hathaway and what's his name? James Franco. They're going to be hosting this year's Academy Awards. So are you going to watch it tomorrow? Or are you going to watch the game?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the Knicks game. I think I might flip back and forth with the Oscars, see how it is. But I just have a strong feeling it's not going to be a classic Oscar. Nothing against, you know, Anne Hathaway or James Franco. But I don't know. I think they're going to be just too nice, you know, to go on people, you know.
Right.
They're not, you know, comedians, you know. Like Chris Rock, Ricky Gervais, you know, John Stewart. They'll go.
Yeah, I think they'll try to be funny, but, yeah.
They're going to try, but it's gonna be like Saturday Night Live funny. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about old school Saturday Night Live. I'm talking about nowadays Saturday Night Live. It'd be like hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm losing my tongue here.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be like, you know, modern-day Saturday Night Live, you know, them, you know, doing a monologue, you know. But they're not going to go hardcore on people. I mean, the people on the stage are going to get a chuckle, but people watching at home isn't going to, you know what I mean?
I agree with you. Yeah, they got to try their best. They got to try their best to make people laugh. But I think they'll do something entertaining, but they're not going to be, you know, funny as like a Chris Rock or
a comedian
also in the show like Conan, you know. But I think they'll do okay.
Yeah, they'll do all right. They'll do okay, but nothing historic.
Yeah. And, you know,
really
a lot of
memorable.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I saw in shows that they were previewing, like, they're going to spoof, you know, classic movies. I think
most, yeah,
show,
exactly.
Like,
that's
Grease,
exactly what they're going to do.
You know, Grease, Evita. And,
that's exactly what they're
going to
do.
And Hathaway is going to be doing, like, a, you know, like a rap. Oh, yeah, I remember what song she was saying. She was saying, all I want to do is zoom, zoom, your boom, boom.
Yeah.
She's gonna be singing that song in the Vita sing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's gonna be anything, you know, memorable. But
yeah.
Let's see. Hopefully they will.
I want my girl Natalie Portman to win Best Female.
Oh, for the Black Swan.
Performance. Yeah, for the Black Swan. I mean, she deserves it. She's already won a Golden Globe, but she definitely has to win an Oscar.
Yeah, she's an Oscar caliber. Type, you know, actress.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a crush on her for
the
longest.
Since the Star Wars Episode One: Phantom Menace.
Yeah. And you know, she's a great actress. You know, I like her movies. So for her to finally win an Oscar, I think that's gonna be a big thing for her in her career. I'll put her in an elite of actresses in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, upper echelon. Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm surprised you don't memorize Star Wars Episode One: Phantom Menace, because it had, you know, your girl Natalie and as her stunt double in the double in the movie was Keira Knightley.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, I already said I picture that I fantasize about Natalie Portman here, so but now she's pregnant, so I can't really fantasize about her that much.
At least if you want to pay, you know, some child support.
No, thank you. Natalie has more money than I do. Come on. She needs to pay child support, not me. yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight, to tomorrow's Oscars. I think King's Speech, that's going to win Best Picture. Yeah, probably, most likely the actor from that movie is going to win Best Male also.
Have any of the movies, what was I going to say? Have you seen any of the movies that are nominated?
No. Black Swan I still want to see, but I haven't seen that yet. But I haven't seen any of the movies nominated. I haven't seen King's Speech. I haven't seen the Network. I haven't seen those.
So I'm assuming Chopper won't get any nominations here.
Yeah, unfortunately I haven't. Yeah, but the Black Swan, I definitely want to get a bootleg and see that. You know.
Yeah,
I see. I want to get the bootlegs, not the actual DVD, because bootlegs, they're less. They're less expensive.
Right.
But I might actually buy the DVD. I mean, the DVD is not going to cost that much. So.
But when is it actually going to come out?
The DVD? Wow. It's probably should be coming out soon. I mean, the bootleg you can find on any street corner. So.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so.
But you get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly. some of them you get bad picture and
have people talking in the thing. People
yeah.
walking around.
Walking around.
I didn't know this person was eating popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have that on bootleg sometime.
So I'm pretty sure your listeners right now, you know exactly what we're talking about right here.
Of course, all my listeners buy bootlegs. I'm sure. So yeah, but hash that tomorrow. And a person that you won't be seeing at the Academy Awards as a presenter or as as someone in the audience, Charlie Sheen. This guy's gone crazy. You hear now that now he wants a publisher to write a book for $10 million to reveal all information of what's going on. What's been going on behind the scenes on the set of Two and a Half Men? Because he's mad at the producers of Two and a Half Men because, you know, they're the ones who've decided to shut down the show for the season because of his recent tirade on the radio shows and his drunken party that he had with those porn stars and hookers.
It's kind of dumb because, that's gonna lead to the show being canceled.
I know that this guy, man, he's got to tone it down a little bit.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the guy, it is Charlie Sheen's fault. Well,
yeah, of course it is.
Charlie Sheen is the main reason why this whole thing is going down, but why are the producers canceling the show?
Well, I mean,
canceling the season.
Sheen has been criticizing the writers and the creator of the show, Laurette. What is his name? Charlie Laurette? Something Laurette. I forgot the creator's name.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, something. But he's been criticizing the show staff, and he's had the rehab stint, of course, and now he wants to write a tell-all book for $10 million about what's been going on behind the set of Two and a Half Men. So, you know, the producers of the show decided to, you know, just shut the show down and end the season, and you know that's gonna affect a lot of the writers and of the staff members on the show. So, I mean, it looks like the show may be canceled soon because of Charlie Sheen's behavior. But this guy, man, he's gone mad all of a sudden. What the hell's going on with him? What he's thinking?
That's what you get when you. I mean, the guy's not. I mean, the guy's not even acting on the show. He's being himself on the show.
Yeah, and the guy, he's getting paid millions. He's the highest paid actor on TV right now.
Yeah, and he's just throwing it away.
Fucking all he's throwing it all on alcohol and freaking porn stars and hookers. Come on.
Getting high. I mean, that's what usually happens when people have success, you know. They just
fucking on alcohol, man. You're throwing all this away for alcohol. Fucking crazy.
The cocaine and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, another person also been drunk lately. Yes.
What, Lindsay Lohan?
Well, not Lindsay's always drinking. But I'm talking about Christina Aguilera. Like, there's reports that she's been on a drunken binge. You know, she's been going to places, getting drunk. She showed up at her parents' house drunk. Heard that she banged their boyfriend in the parents' bathroom.
Damn.
And do you notice these days she's looking a lot like Snooki from Jersey Shore?
Yeah, it's true.
She's put on a lot of weight. I mean, she still looks fine, but, you know, she looks like Snooki these days. And, of course, you all know that she botched that, was it the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Star-Spangled Banner. Pledge of Allegiance. I'm thinking of elementary school.
That would be interesting to see her botch that, singing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, she botched that. She freaking turned that Star Spangled Banner into her own version for some reason. But yeah, she's also been drinking lately, and she might have to go to rehab soon.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still good. I would, you know, I'd buck the shit out of Christina Aguilera.
I think we have a caller. It's Christina Aguilera as we speak.
Yeah, man, I would freaking give her the last ride. I don't know if I would give her the sweet chin music like you would do. That might be too painful, but definitely freaking do some kind of wrestling move on her. Current Britney, man, like, they started together and now they're like, they're a mess. They're a hot mess.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened, you know. With, you know, success, you know, when you have your 15 minutes,
yeah,
you know, everybody talks about you, and afterwards, when your time's up, you know, stars who, you know, on that A-list level, you know, they're just trying to, you know, salvage the rest of their career, but
yeah,
you know, it's just messed up. I mean, she still got talent, you know, but. You know, she's just going through a rough time. You know, hopefully, you know, it gets better for her.
What if it happens to vitamin C when you need her? Remember vitamin C?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, put a smile on your face, I think she's saying.
Something like that.
And the As We Go On, We Remember song.
Graduations. Yeah.
Yeah, she's
hot.
She was on He was on that show.
Yeah, the talent show, like American Idol, right?
Yeah, like in 04 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to
them. Damn. Gotta do some research on that.
Yeah, I guess we'll still be friends forever.
All right, so 5 minutes left in the show. I guess we'll wrap it up by dogging on Justin Bieber's new haircut. You heard that he turned his lesbian haircut into like a manly haircut now. He's finally growing up, Justin
maybe
Bieber.
Maybe he's listening to your show.
Hey, maybe. Hey, if he wants to call in, man. Shit.
I mean, he practically dogged himself on that him and Ozzy Osbourne commercial.
Yeah. So he could handle it. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, he could handle it, but I don't know about his tween fans, you know.
Yeah, his freaking 4-year-old girl fan base.
You know what I'm saying?
13-year-old girls.
You know, sending death threats to Selena Gomez and...
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and all these other girls who, you know... Who looked or talked to Justin Bieber.
If any of his fans send me death threats, if any of his teenage fans send me death threats, I'm not going to wish death on them. I'm going to wish teenage pregnancy on them.
I don't think you'd have to wish on it.
It's probably going to happen anyway. So.
But, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that to Ellen.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Ellen actually look alike. Doesn't Ellen, she has kind of like the same haircut as him these days. They actually look like they could be twin brothers almost. Think about it. But, yeah. Yeah, let me stop dissing on Justin Bieber because I don't want his fans to come after me. You know? Send me stuff to my email and my Facebook.
And then sing it to Justin Bieber's Justin Bieber's lyrics.
Let me stop. Alright, I'll end the show here. I'll see you guys next week. From me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host Will. This has been iMac, and we'll catch you next week. See ya.